الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله ما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأذن في الناس بالحج يأتوك رجالا وعلى كل ضامر يأتين من كل فج عميق صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الحج المبرور ليس له جزاء إلا الجنة أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam equated, gave an example of our Deen-e-Islam with an edifice or a structure which is based on five fundamental pillars. The hadith I am referring to, Bunya al-Islamu ala khams. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Islam, Deen-e-Islam is based on five pillars. The shahadat of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the establishment of salah, the fasting in the month of Ramadan, the discharging of our zakat, and pertinent from the first of Shawwal, globally this ummah has entered into that period which the ulama ikram refer to as ayyamul hajj, the days of hajj. On the one side, an analogy ulama ikram give. They say with the shahadat of La ilaha illallah, the ta'aruf, the introduction to Allah occurs. With salah, one develops one's ta'alluq and relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With zakat, the muhabbat and love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is developed. Because the heart of insan is such that it follows his wealth. One sahabi came and said that, Ya Rasulullah, I find that I don't have a desire in my heart to meet Allah. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, do you have wealth? He said, yes. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, spend it. In other words, send it to akhirat, send it to Allah, the heart will follow where the wealth is. So with zakat, ulama ikram explain, love for Allah is engendered. And then, with fasting, it goes to the next level, where this love develops to a point of ishq, total envelopment in the marifat and in the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why we are told, this month of Ramadan, which just passed, la'allakum tattaqoon, so that you get Allah's ta'alluq, so that you develop taqwa. So with iman, ta'aruf, with salah, ta'alluq, with zakat, muhabbat, with fasting, ishq, and then naturally what is the next stage after ishq is mulaqat, to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ulama ikram say that is represented by hajj. Obviously, it's not conceivable, it's not even practical that every one of us every year will perform hajj. But there are certain relevant global issues that are linked and attached to this very fundamental and great pillar of Islam, that it is essential and necessary as an ummah, individually and collectively, particularly during these days of Hajj, that each one of us has to revisit and connect ourselves with this. Remind ourselves. The occasion of Jummah, it is impossible even scratch the surface, but inshallah we will attempt that some of the important lessons that we should be taking, whether we are making hajj this year or not, whether Hajj is farz on us or not, whether we are planning to next year or the following year, but these issues are relevant to every one of us. Because in reality, more important than the physical journey of Hajj, more important than the physical journey of Hajj, ulama ikram say, is the journey of the heart. They say, Sayrul Qulub, Sayrul Qulub, Ablagh min Sayril Abdan. The journey of the heart, in every salah we are making istiqbal of Ka'batullah. In every salah there is a journey that is supposed to be taking place. So they say this journey of the heart is more important and more effective than the physical journey of Hajj. Kam min wasilin bi badanihi ilal bayt wa qalbuhu munqati'un an rabbil bayt wa kam min qa'idin fi baytihi ala firashihi wa qalbuhu muttasilun bil mahallil a'la. Ulama ikram remonstrate and they say, how many people there are that have physically reached Ka'batullah? They are there. But not for one second has their heart connected with the Rabb of Ka'batullah. And how many people there are that are thousands of kilometers away from Ka'batullah? Maybe sitting on their bed in their houses. وَقَلْبُهُ مُتَّسِلٌ بِالْمَخَلِّ الْعَالَىٰ. But not for one second is their heart ghafil of the Rabb of Ka'batullah. So the journey of the heart is more important. Nevertheless, Asbaq, lessons, haqaiq of Hajj, fundamentally, very, very important. Ulama ikram explain, they say, there are certain unique aspects. One is that our deen-e-Islam culminated, reached its perfection, reached its completion through the Hajj of Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One Jew came to Umar radiallahu ta'ala and he said, that in your Quran there is one verse. If this verse had to be revealed in the Torah of Musa alayhi salam, we would have made the day of its revelation a day of Eid. Umar, we would have heard this before. Umar radiallahu ta'ala was not an ordinary person. This is that personality whose intelligence, whose piety, whose taqwa, whose ta'alluq with Allah, such a seal of approval was placed upon it by Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that he said, لَوْ كَانَ بَعْدِي نَبِيٌّ لَكَانَ عُمَرٌ. If there had to be a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar. That level he was. So when this person says, there is a verse in your Quran, we would have made the day of its revelation a day of Eid, had it been revealed in the Torah of Musa alayhi salam, Umar says, you are talking of one Eid, it is two Eids for us. The verse you are referring to, you are talking of one Eid, it is two Eids for us. One, it was the day of Jumu'ah. And the other, it was the day of Arafah. The day of Arafah, one Eid. The day of Jumu'ah, another Eid. After Asr Salah, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on his camel. Ghaliban the name was Qaswa. Jibreel comes down with this verse of the Quran. Allahu Akbar, if we read the verse translated, we will not get the proper understanding of the implication of this verse. But ajeeb, Quran, Allahu Akbar, my respected brothers, Bahrun la sahila lahu, limitless ocean. Al-yawm, Allahu Akbar, Allah begins this verse with the expression al-yawm. What is the message of the verse? Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam deena. What is the message? That today your deen has reached perfection. My ni'mat, my bounty, deen-e-Islam, the greatest ni'mat and bounty from Allah, it has reached itmam, culmination. And we are placing a seal on this. We are placing a seal on this. After this, from today onwards, no adulteration will be tolerated. No changing of this deen will be tolerated. This is the message of the verse, but Allah begins this verse with the expression, Al-Yawm. Al-Yawm. Allahu Akbar. This is something for us to ponder and reflect about. When did the silsila of wahi start? When did revelation start coming down? When did Shariat ways of life from Allah start coming down from the time of Suhuf Ibrahim. Before that, from Adam alayhi salam. From Adam alayhi salam. Allah Ta'ala told Adam alayhi salam, قُلْ لَهْبِتُ مِنْهَا جَمِيعًا فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدًى فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. From the time Adam alayhi salam was sent down, wahi started coming. Deen started being sent down. Shariat started being sent. Nabi upon Nabi, era upon era, it was changed and then changed and then changed throughout the ages according to needs and requirements. This silsila lasted how long? How many shariats? How many kitabs were revealed? How many ways of life were sent down? How long did this last? Plus minus, Allah knows best, scientists, whether we accept it or not. But for by way of argument, accept this. 10,000 years. 10,000 years. Jibreel is being sent with wahi and revelation. Finally, a culmination, dastan, legacy of revelation. Finally, after 10,000 years, Quran says, al-yawm, today. Today, deen is finally complete. Revelation is finally complete. The most perfect, the most sublime, the most supreme way of life finally has reached its culmination. That is why Ghaliban, it was on the same Hajjatul Wada that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Taraktukum ala al-mahajjatil bayda layluha kanahariha. That, oh my ummah, I'm leaving you behind. Mahajjatul bayda. Clear proof. Clear way of life. Deen-e-Islam. What is Deen-e-Islam? Jami'u ma ja'a bihin nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is Deen-e-Islam? 24 hours. 24 hours practical day, way of life of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The way he dressed, the way he conducted himself, the way he spoke, the way he dealt with his wives, with his children, with those in his employ, the way he integrated himself in society, what were the goals of his life, what were his ambitions, what were his desires, what was the message that he passed on to humanity. All this, the synopsis of this is Deen-e-Islam. And what does Allah say in Quran? Today, culmination, أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ أَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي أَنْ وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمْ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. If you want Jannat, if you want Allah, if you want Maghfirat, whatever you want, the road to this is one and one only. Like Allah is one in the heavens, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is one on this earth. Like one brother puts it nicely, he says, like whiteness can never be separated from milk, and like sweetness can never be separated from honey, and like fragrance can never be separated from a flower, whether it is the camel age, space age, rocket age, no matter how far mankind may advance technologically, scientifically, intellectually, whether they walk on the moon or whether they walk on Mars, the success, dignity, honor, succor, comfort, status, nobility of the entire humanity in dunya, qabr and akhirat will never ever be separated from the Mubarak way of life of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Quran goes further on. The message, the warning is issued. وَمَن يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَيُقْبَلَ مِنْ. Choose any other way of life. Choose any other way of life and it will never be accepted from you. Whether, wherever you are, whether you are in America or Europe, whether it is the 14th century or the 18th century after Islam, our deen is not a deen that is based on inferiority complex. Our deen is not such that we have to excuse our conduct. Our dressing and our appearance is not something for us to be ashamed or embarrassed about. Quran is telling us, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum. There is nothing, no way of life. No way to eat, no way to sit, no way to sleep, no way to walk, no way to conduct yourself that is more superior than the way shown to us by Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If my Nabi chose to anoint his face, by example this is, if my Nabi chose to anoint his face with a beard, then that is the most superior way to present yourself. If my Nabi chose to keep his clothing above his ankle, then that is the most superior way. We don't have to be embarrassed about it. If my Nabi conducted himself in a certain way, wallah, by the qasam of my Allah, to think even for 1 second that any other way of life is superior to this brings us to the brink of kufr. It brings us to the brink of kufr in our hearts. We have to have the total, complete conviction that there is no superior way than the way of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And let us cease to be apologetic Muslims. Let us cease to be Muslims who are prepared to adulterate and compromise our deen and our constitution and our sharia to suit the preferences of those around us. No, my respected brothers. What we have is superior. Quran tells us to choose any other way. وَلَقَدْ ذَرَأْنَا لِجَهَنَّمَ كَثِيرًا مِّنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا أُولَئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْغَافِلُونَ. Allah says, we have prepared for Jahannam many of the insan, many of the jinnat. لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. They have hearts. They have hearts and minds, but they have not understood. In other words, if they choose a way, if they choose a way of life away from Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whoever it may be, whoever it may be, he can have 1,000 PhDs attached to his name. He can be considered to be the highest upper echelons of society, technologically, scientifically advanced, whoever, wherever, if he has moved away from Muhammad Rasulullah. Quran, Khaliq-e-Kainat, Allah says, لَهُمْ قُلُوبُ اللَّهِ يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. They have hearts and minds, they have not understood. They have eyes, they cannot see, they are blind. They have ears, they cannot hear, they are deaf. أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ. They are like animals. بَلْهُمْ أَذَلْ. No worse than animals. More deviated than animals. Not so that we taunt or insult them. But what is Quran telling us? Insaniyat. Insaniyat. Humanity is found in the mold of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Develop this conviction. Stop being apologetic Muslims. Stop feeling that we have to change our Quran and our Hadith. And we have to change and interpolate the verses of the Quran, introduce new interpretations to it, and change the way of life of my Nabi and what he taught us to suit those around us. This is not Islam. This is a mockery of Islam. Maulana Yunus Poona Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, I'm digressing. Topic we started, unfortunately, time is already passed. But nevertheless, Allah knows best. Maulana Yunus Poona Sahib, one of our elders, Rahmatullah Ali, passed away. He gave a humorous example. He gave a humorous example, but pertinent. Pertinent. He says there was this one person, he had his pants was too long. So he went to his wife and he said, listen, you know what? This pants is too long. Can you cut off 1 or 2 inches for me? So maybe it was the wrong time of the month. She wasn't in the mood. So she said, you know what? Go tell your mother to do it for you. Keep troubling me. So he was a quiet person, avoided confrontation. So he left her, he went to his mother. Mother says, your whole life I brought you up, now you got a wife, you're still troubling me. Go and ask your wife to do it. So he left the mother, he went to the sister. Sister, same reaction like the mother. Eventually he gave up, took his pants, hung it out, put his lungi on, went to sleep, make siesta, qailullah, afternoon nap. Pants was hanging. Little while later, the wife passes, she sees the hanging pants, so she thinks to herself, obviously, her conscience bothered her, would have taken me a few minutes, I shouldn't have reacted like that. So she takes the pants down, cuts off a few inches, puts it back. Then the mother passes, she sees it, she takes it, cuts off a few more inches, puts it back. Then the sister passes, she sees it, cuts off a few more inches and puts it back. When he wakes up from his sleep, instead of long pants, he has short pants. In other words, what now remains no longer represents the original. Man ahdatha. This hadith, the narrator is Aisha Ummul Mumineen radiallahu anha. Ulama say this hadith is half of deen. Some scholars say this hadith is half of deen. Man ahdatha fi amrina hadha ma laysa minhu fahuwa raddun. Introduce anything introduce anything into this deen that is not established from Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is not established from Quran and Hadith, فَهُوَ رَدٌّ, it will be rejected. There is no basis for it. Our deen is not a deen of excuses. Our deen is not a deen that has to be interpolated or adulterated. Quran asks us the question, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ, will you believe in a portion of the book what suits you? If your friends or society does not tolerate that your wife should cover herself. On one hand, the hadith of Tirmizi Sharif. What did my Nabi say? What did my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? لَأَنْ يُتْعَنَ فِي رَأْسِ أَحَدِكُمْ بِمِخْيَةٍ مِّنْ حَدِيدٍ خَيْرٌ لَهُ مِنْ أَنْ يَمُسَّ إِمْرَاتٍ لَا تَحِلُّ لَهُ. Or كَمَا قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. He said that you touch, that you touch that section, any section of the body of a female that is haram for you, it is better that a nail be taken and hammered into your head. It is better a nail be taken. Who is saying this? Rahmatul lil alameen. Look at the expression. He was mercy, sarasar rahmat. Head to toe mercy and compassion. If you heard a child crying while he was making salah, you would shorten the salah out of compassion for that mother. That level of mercy, and what he's saying, my ummati, it is better that a nail be taken and hammered into your head than you touching that which Allah made haram for you. And yet today, let us shake hands. Why? Culture, society. The demands of the adulterate, interpolate, change. The person gets offended if his friend doesn't introduce him to his wife, or he doesn't shake hands, and what happens afterwards? We cry. What happens afterwards? We cry. My respected brothers, open up Quran and Hadith. I'm digressing. In Hajj, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is approached while he's sitting on the camel. Who is sitting with him? Fadl bin Abbas. Who is Fadl? Who is Fadl radiyallahu ta'ala anhu? Every durood, every salawat we make, we are making salawat for Fadl also, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad. Oh Allah, send salawat on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Al, the family, the descendants of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is our durood, our salawat, our dua which we are making hundreds of times. Such is the maqam of Fadl bin Abbas. Ahle Bayt, Ali Rasul. Pak, pure. He's sharing the camel with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and a young woman approaches. She wants to ask a masla. My father is elderly. Can I make hajj on his behalf? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, while attending to the question of this woman, practically takes his hand, places it on the chin of Fadl and turns the face, averts the gaze of Fadl bin Abbas away from this young woman. It is Arafah, it is Hajj. Millions of Malaika are present. Muhammad Rasulullah is present. Sahaba are present. A gathering like this, the earth will never see again. Barakah, Rahmat, mercy. Yet, Nabi Islam goes to this extent. The uncle, Abbas, the father of Fadl, he's a little bit hurt by this. لَوَيْتَ عُنُقَ إِبْنِ عَمِّكَ. Ya Rasulullah, it's his nephew. One hand maqam, Nabi. Other hand rishta, relationship. Nephew to uncle. Uncle to nephew. لَوَيْتَ عُنُقَ إِبْنِ عَمِّكَ. Ya Rasulullah, you turn the face of your cousin? Whilst everybody is looking, this is not there, but that was the implication. What is the response? Not direct, the mafhum of the hadith. The mafhum of the hadith. I feared that shaitan would cause fitna. May ask ourselves this question, modern Muslim of the 14th century of Islam who feels it's an insult if he doesn't introduce his wife to his friend. And when this is pointed out, that integration of men and women, call it Islam, call it whatever you want, put whatever title you want, it will never be tolerated in Quran and Hadith. When it is pointed out to him, what he says, my heart is clean. Voices of women don't affect me. As long as it's got an Islamic label, it's fine. Have a bazaar, have a whatever you want. It doesn't matter. Hearts are clean. Allahu Akbar. Whose heart is cleaner? This is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is Fazl. Ahle Bayt, Ali Rasul, Jannati, guaranteed. Other hand is a Sahabi. That young woman is a Sahabi. The whole world can be filled with Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani is put together. They won't touch the maqam of the dust of the shoe of that young girl. That is the maqam of Sahaba. That is the maqam of Sahaba. Where does Shaitan even have a chance? Fazl's chest is touching the back of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Where does Shaitan have a chance? The lesson is for you and I. The sabak is for you and I. That don't fall into this trap. This culture of intermingling. This culture of an integrated society. This culture of co-education. Wallah, by the qasam of my Allah, will destroy us. And it is destroying us. My Nabi warned us in his Hajj. Practically. Accept it or don't. What does Quran say? أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْدِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْدِ. Will you believe in a portion of the book that suits you and change the rest? Adulterate this deed, put an interpretation that you like. Why? Because those who you feel are your masters are not happy with what Quran and Hadith is saying. My respected brothers, in this world we will get away. In this world also, Allah's system, we won't get away in this world, but we won't see it directly. Allahu Akbar, what a message Umar radiallahu ta'ala gives us. He's going to collect the keys. The keys of what? Of Philistine. Of Baytul Muqaddas. That time the Amir is Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah of the delegation of Sahaba. They request him, we are prepared without conflict. We will hand the keys over. But we want your Khalifa, your Amir to come and collect it. Message is sent to Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala in Medina Munawara. Umar starts coming. Important keys to the city. Keys to the city. So what does that occasion warrant? Show the shan and shokat of Islam. Show the pomp and ceremony of Islam. Let there be a flagrant display of wealth like today our wedding ceremonies are. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Surah Fatiha on that wedding card, and thereafter do whatever you like. Call the photographers, have music, have everything. Everything is halal. On the one hand, nikah is half my deen. On the other hand, do everything that will invite Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's wrath upon us. And then we want to know why there are problems. Put whatever interpretation we like. Nevertheless, what does this occasion warrant? It warrants logically, if you are thinking, ceremony, pomp, show the power and the might of Islam. On the other hand, the Amir is coming, sharing a camel with his slave Aslam. Sometimes walking when it is his turn, sometimes on the camel when it is his turn, and his clothing has 14 patches on it. 14 patches on it. Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah, not an ordinary person, not you and I. That personality who my Nabi said, Inna li kulli ummatin ameen, wa ameenu hadhi al-umma, Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah. He said, there is one amanatdar of every ummat. The amanatdar of my ummat is Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anhu. That maqam, and yet, he is the one that objects. He is the one that objects, Amirul Mu'mineen. Umar, why don't you change your appearance? Show them the honor, the dignity, the robe of Islam. You are coming with 14 patches, dust, disheveled appearance. Allahu Akbar, sabak for you and I, sabak for you and I. Umar strikes him on the chest. If my Nabi had not said that about you, that you are the Amin of this Ummah, I would have whipped you mercilessly. For such a suggestion, nahnu qawmun, azzana Allah bil Islam, idha nabtaghi al-izza, bighayri ma azzana Allah, adhallana Allah. We are a nation, Allah elevated us not through wealth, not through oil, not through gold, not through diamonds, not through material wealth, not through science, not through technology, not through numbers, not through military might, نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ أَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. That same Islam that on the Hajj was told to my Nabi, Kamil, complete, no change or adulteration will be tolerated. You are a nation, we are a nation, Allah elevated us by the total and complete submission to Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Without logic, head to toe, every one of us is a living embodiment of what Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam represented. In that Allah elevated us. Azzan Allah bil Islam, idha nabtaghi al-izza bighayri ma azzan Allah, adhallana Allah. Adhallana Allah, my Nabi, when he is conquering Makkah, when he is planting the seeds of the hidayat of humanity, what was his mannerism? His chin touching the hump of the camel. Absolute humility. When he made his Hajj also, Allahumma Hajj, la riya fihi, wala suma. Ya Allah, this is my Hajj, there will be no showing off in it. There will be no pomp in it. There will be no glitter and glam in it. The sunnah of my Nabi is sadgi, simplicity. We are a nation, Allah elevated us through Islam. If we will seek honor and dignity in any other way of life, besides the way of life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Umar explains the sunnah of Allah. وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَحْوِيلًا. Allah will never ever move away from His sunnah. Never ever may move away from His sunnah. This is utter decreed. It will not change. Move away from Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. أَذَلَّنَ Allah. Allah will disgrace us. Allah will bring us down. Allah will make us the fodder that will be chewed by our enemies. No respect and dignity will remain for us. Zillat, disgrace, the like of which we have never seen. We are looking for solutions. Solution is not far. Learn it through the Hajj of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Move away from this culture of intermingling. Move away from this culture of photography and videoing. Move away from this culture of music. Move away from this culture of shamelessness. Move away from this culture of riba and lies and treachery. And embrace from head to toe Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Dunya will be made. Qabr will be made. Akhirat will be made. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhirna.